State House Minority Leader Tim Grimmel is asking Republican leaders in Lansing to denounce what he calls scare tactics. Any union contracts signed before the end of this month will not be subject to the state's new right-to-work law. Some Republican lawmakers say schools that negotiate long-term contracts before that time should not be eligible for state performance grant money. Grimmel says schools should not be punished for doing something that's completely legal.
Just like in a number of other areas, until laws come into effect, people don't have to comply with those laws either.
Republicans say long-term contracts would be bad for taxpayers and students. Professors at Ferris State University have filed a complaint against the school for rejecting a contract it had initially supported. They say the university likely feared losing state funding. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.